Thank you very much, Madam President, and thank you for convening this meeting today. And can I in particular convey my delegation's thanks to you and your delegation for all your work on taking this issue forward. I would also like to join others in acknowledging the presence earlier of Madam Valavaya and to thank her for her very strong support for the proposal we are discussing today. It does indeed send a strong signal. More broadly, I would like to thank all of the delegations that have spoken today and spoke also on Tuesday to express their strong support for this proposal. It is very clear from these discussions that the overwhelming majority of delegations are supportive of this proposal. Indeed, in 2021, it is very difficult to see how anyone could not support this proposal. The changes do no more than reflect a reality. And from what I have heard today and on Tuesday from CD members, no one disagrees with the intent of the proposal. Indeed, it is the sort of obvious change that, as Secretary General Valavaya said so very well, should be as automatic as correcting a spelling mistake. And this was certainly the thinking of my delegation when we first raised this proposal under our presidency last year. To us, the need for the change to the rules was clear. And in this regard, I would like to make some observations about some of the points that we've heard today. And in particular, the point that we heard that gender has never been an issue in the CD and no one interprets the rules in a discriminatory way. And I think this is a very important point to reflect on, because the problem is they can only be interpreted in a discriminatory way. The plain meaning of he, him, his in English does not include women. There is no way to interpret those terms other than as referring to men. The only way to read the rules in a non-discriminatory way is to reinterpret them, to see something that is not there. And on what other issue would we accept a situation where we agree to see something in the rules that is not there? And so why does this matter? It matters because the rules of procedure are our guiding document. They give our work structure, they articulate the principles underpinning our work. It is for this reason, quite simply, that my delegation wants all CD delegates to be able to see themselves in the rules without having to reinterpret them. I would like to see myself reflected in the rules, and I'm sure my female colleagues would too. And why would we reinterpret them when it is so simple to change them? A simple decision to amend the rules by consensus is all that is required. It is within our power to deliver that change today. And in doing so, we would make the chance of future proposals to amend the rules of procedure passing no more or less likely than before. I would also like to address some of the comments that we've heard today about the various language versions of the rules. And I would absolutely confess I am not a linguist and do not have the technical understanding of what is required there. But I would like to reiterate that today we are not talking about the technical language aspects of the different language versions. We are talking about a principle, and the principle is a very clear one and one on which I hear everyone supports. I would also like to address the comment that the change we make today would need to do much more than it purports to, that it would need to somehow present as solving the challenges that this body faces. It does not. It needs to do no more or less than it purports to do. I'd also like to address the issue of consensus. It is indeed the case that all members' interests are protected by the consensus rule. But I think it is important that we all acknowledge that with that comes a responsibility to consider proposals on their merits and ask whether adopting them would serve our interests. This includes our shared interest in the CD as an institution. My delegation firmly believes that diversity and inclusion are directly relevant to the CD's capacity to fulfil its mandate and its strength as an institution. A consensus decision on the proposal today would clearly demonstrate this body's respect for those principles. In concluding, I would just like to offer the reflection that there is a significant degree of interest in what we are discussing here today, within the disarmament community and much more broadly. And I would also like to thank distinguished colleagues, including from India and France, for reminding us that there is also a dimension of this at the personal level. I too would like to go home today to tell my daughter that the body that her mother has the great privilege of representing her country in today made a significant decision. A decision to change the rules, to reflect that her mother is indeed a she, not a he. And in doing so, the fact that her mother is welcome in the CD is not just accepted as a matter of practice, but is written into the rules. I thank you, Madam President.